back, session number 30020.
Jeffrey Vines, reel 5. What was your response to hearing the surrender of Germany in 1945?
I don't know. I suppose, hey, it was like the outbreak of war. We were expecting it. And I suppose in Germany, we must have been expecting it. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the Germans have been steadily pushed back from the landing grounds in Normandy back into their own country, because they had been. And Montgomery had the ascendancy, and in the end, they capitulated to Montgomery. So, I suppose we must have been pleased, but we weren't particularly affected at that time. I mean, the war was up in North Germany, as far as we were concerned. The war had finished in our department when the guns in the Port-de-Calais area were captured. I mean, nothing else happened after that. But the war was still going on, as my brother would have known. Well, I suppose we must have been a bit pleased. I think, thank goodness, it's over. And yet it still took the best part of a year to get out of the army. It's a long time, you know, after the end of the war. Because you didn't have a role.
How was the time spent?
Trying to find jobs for us to do. Matter of fact, that was interesting. I was sent to the West Kent sub-district. And the West Kent sub-district was commanded by Brigadier, the Honourable Nigel Somerset. He was an awfully nice chap. He'd been captured at Calais at the beginning of the war. He spent the rest of the time in a prisoner of war camp. So he came out when the war finished. So they found him a job and made him, put him in command of the sub-district, which was purely administrative. There were several of us, we were posted there. So we were on his staff. I quite often used to go around with him in his car if he was doing duties or opening things or looking at them. Whatever it was, the Naffield over somewhere or other. I very often went round with him, and he used to tell me about himself. He was a very interesting chap. His grandfather was Lord Raglan, who commanded the armies in the Crimean War, for example. He used to tell me about this. I've got a picture of him next door. He really was a very nice person. But that went on till March 1946. This is what we were doing. March 46, going round like that, visiting the Naffy or something or other, or opening this or something about that. Nothing was of any consequence. They were finding jobs for us to do because it was too difficult to get people demobbed, I think. I suppose it was a major operation getting people demobilised. And then we all had a demob outfit. We had a jacket, we had a suit, and a hat, and shoes, and socks, I think a shirt, and that sort of thing. They gave it to you. I wish I'd kept some of it now, but I didn't.
Did you give any thought to staying on in the army?
No, not at all. Under my circumstances, I wouldn't have. I could have stayed on a bit longer, admittedly, in the coast, but I didn't do that. I didn't want to. I wanted to do anything so I could get out. Let's be fair, I owed it to the family anyway. I shouldn't have stayed on. I had a job to go back to, and it wouldn't have been right. I mean, I was telling you about my friend in the RAF. He stayed on a bit, but he still didn't have anything to do when he came out as a squadron leader in the RAF. He would have been there today if he'd still been alive in the pub, I mean.
Were there any particular mental or physical effects on you after the war?
For me, none at all. I managed to run during my period there. When there was anything to run in, I did that. The only thing I remember I did, I pulled a muscle running. Well, that just healed. And that's the only thing I ever... I dislocated the metatarsal muscles or bones in my joints, in my foot, when we were doing PT. But nothing otherwise. No, I've never had any sort of illnesses or anything of that kind. Well, we had a perfectly normal existence at home. I wasn't injured at all. Extraordinary. I mean, I had a history master at school. God bless him. He went into the army in the ranks. He was an officer in 1914 in the trenches. He was invalided out in 1918 and resumed civilian life. He went back to school, carried on teaching history, and he served 4 years in the trenches and hadn't been killed. That's jolly nearly a record, I should think. Well, don't think many people serve 4 years in the trenches and didn't get killed.
Were you much involved in the 1945 elections?
No, I can only remember the election. This was supposed to be a sort of wartime vote. Churchill was repudiated, which was a shock to a lot of people in the country, obviously. Only thing I can say about that is that Churchill, don't forget, he was our wartime leader. But he'd been more or less repudiated by the Conservative Party before the war. They wanted to know too much about him, but the fact of the matter is he became essential to the cause. And after the war, I don't know whether it was a big anti-war vote or an anti-war vote that people wanted to change, and they brought in Attlee instead. But then he came back again, don't forget, afterwards. But if people say, who was the best Prime Minister? I wouldn't like to say that Churchill was the best Prime Minister we had. He certainly was a magnificent war leader there at the right time. There was no doubt about that. We used to sit here before, at the beginning of the war. If Churchill was going to talk on the wireless, you all sat and listened to him, and he did you an awful lot of good. Oh, I think he was a major factor in winning the war. But that didn't necessarily make him a brilliant politician, did it? But anyway, I don't think he did anything wrong particularly. And then he came, when he retired, Anthony Eden succeeded him. And then, well, you probably have your views on what happened at Suez anyway, but... Yeah. Then we had Macmillan, didn't we? Yeah. I can remember all these things. I remember the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Seemed to me you either had a lucky Chancellor of the Exchequer or you had an unlucky Chancellor of the Exchequer. I think Gordon Brown is a lucky Chancellor of the Exchequer. Norman. What's his name?
Lamont.
Sorry?
Lamont.
He was an unlucky Chancellor of the Exchequer. He had to clear up John Major's mistake. I think we've got the blame for something which was nothing to do with him. So I think he was unlucky. Anyway, I suppose that's got nothing to do with the war.
Did you have any observations about the post-war atmosphere in general?
The post-war
atmosphere, socially and politically.
Well, apart from the fact it's slowly going down the drain, no. I mean, things deteriorated ever since the time I was born, hasn't it? The British Empire's gone. A lot of people say thank God for that. Yet I sometimes wonder the European influence there was in Africa, say. Every time the colonial power went out, all it seemed to do was to leave a civil war behind it. There again, I suppose they might be, you'd say they're entitled to run themselves, which they did do. But since then, after 1914, that was two wars we had to fight. That drained our resources, and that's all there was to it, wasn't it? Okay, you say the post-war period. What have we done? Well, what have we done? We've made ourselves a multicultural nation. I can't see there's any special benefit in that, but that's what we've done. We've lost most of our industries, either gone overseas or disappeared. Now we're tied up in Europe, we don't even govern ourselves. Do we? But anyway, I suppose that's a right-wing view.
Well, looking back now, how do you view the Second World War as a whole?
Well, I suppose, under the circumstances, it became a brilliant success, didn't it? I don't know quite what else we would have done. We weren't entirely prepared for European wars, because if we were talking in the pub today, even at the time of the Marlborough Wars, we went and fought, we got rid of people who were trying to dominate Europe, but we didn't stay, came back home again. But this was different. Germany didn't declare war on us. We declared war on them. But the fact of the matter is, they wanted expansion in the East, and they declared war on Poland. And then declared war on Russia. Well, we hadn't got the option, had we? What else could we have done? I mean, the France were beaten, capitulated. We came back here. And waited until we could build up an army with the aid of the Americans. And I suppose the D-Day landings were brilliant. And in the end, we won the war. That's all, I suppose. Yeah.